Guys, everybody, so we reached a point this summer, we gotta start moving a little bit, alright? The time is Ayom Katzar, Allah Maruba. So one last Nakuda in terms of the last city before we move on to our next city. We've been talking a lot about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yesterday she was talking about Pahoy. There's one other day that has to be discussed in Allah, and that is Rosh Chodesh. So there's not that much to talk about Rosh Chodesh in terms of Tfilin, because there is no question whatsoever that Min HaTorah, one is required to wear tefillin on Rosh Chodesh. There is no reason that Rosh Chodesh should be exempt. It does not have the characteristics of oath. We don't seem to have, according to anybody, the characteristics of oath. If you go down the route that Issa Malacha, so there is no Issa Malacha in Rosh Chodesh, even though that's a little bit of a controversial statement, because some of you may remember the Gemara Maseches Megillah actually says something strange about Rosh Chodesh. It says Rosh Chodesh by Gali is the Yom Asim Yasias Malacha. In what context does the Gemara say that, remember? Get the third paragraph, but how many aliyahs you have in Rosh Chodesh? So generally, the rule is that you have three aliyahs on a weekday, and you have more aliyahs on days when people are not in such a big rush. So the Gemara says that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, people have more time to hang around shul because their days are Asur Yasias Malacha. So therefore, you can have an extra aliyah. Yom Tov, no one's going to work. Five aliyahs, six aliyahs, seven aliyahs, Kippur, Shabbos, etc. But on Chanukah and Purim days, people don't work anyway. You don't want to have a trip too far. So we just stick to the three aliyahs. So the Rishon, the Baal, and the Kash, what do you mean? Rosh Chodesh is also Be'asiyas Malach. It's not true. We do work on Rosh Chodesh. So what does that mean? So Rashi and Taisa have a very, very difficult pshat in that Gemara. Rashi and Taisa say that Rosh Chodesh is also Be'malacha for the women. It says in the Drasha that the women accepted upon themselves the days of Rosh Chodesh to be like a quasi-yom, if not to be Malach on them, because as a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to them as an extra Yom Tov, but they didn't actually participate in the Chayda Egel. The men, they were really excited about the Egel. And the women, they had to twist their arms in order to get the jewelry off of them. So to give the women a little extra celebration, so Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them 12 days a year off. They gave them the extra days for Chodesh. So Bashan, they're just saying, it's just very progressive for a lot of women. Therefore, you can have the extra leader. So you're going to ask me the kasher, but the women are not the ones who are allowed bombing, right? But it's not the women who are in shul. That's what you're going to ask. Very good, excellent question. Okay? So what in the world did Gemara mean? Very, very difficult shot. So I thought that the Pashup shot in the Gemara is as follows. Those of us who are well aware of what it means to be in charge of carpool and getting kids ready in the morning can appreciate this shot even better. So for I had this course for driving carpool to Washington Heights from New York for 20 years. I just finished last year, and my youngest daughter graduated from elementary school, so I said goodbye to carpool for all those years. Even the George Washington Bridge was a makir to all the great service, all the great contributions I gave over the years, because as soon as I ended, so they kind of ended the carpool lane benefit. So 20 years I saved money, now I got to pack it, but it's not fun. So I always knew that even though I was the one who was always running carpool, so I had to rush out of shul in the morning. So I always knew that you always had these couple of days that were like these quasi legal holidays where the kids still had school, but my wife was off from work. President's Day, funny kinds of days. Thanksgiving, all the days when the kids had school, whatever it was, my wife would be off. So I always knew, whenever my wife was off from work, so I could always like drag around the shul a few extra minutes. But she wasn't stressed in the morning. She didn't have to rush out to get in the morning. She should be able to get the kids ready a little better. And then I could just kind of roll and pick them up and out the door. The days when I knew she had to give, she had to get to work on time. So then I had a loop shul earlier as well. So after noticing that for 20 years, I realized that's a pshat of Asher Tosfos. That the men would know that when the wives are at home, they're not doing anything, they're on vacation, so then the men would also take a little bit of a breather and shul. They wouldn't want the extra aliyah here and there. But if the women were tumbling in the morning, so the men also had a tumbling, they also had to get out of shul girl. I thought the pshat, the Asher Tosfos. But the Shagasari probably didn't drop carpool, so Shagasari had a different pshat. So Shagas Aryeh suggests that there's an Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah. What does that come from? So the Shagas Aryeh says, it comes to what we spoke about yesterday. Remember we mentioned yesterday the Mishnas Yaakov that says that on Chol Hamoed there's an Issa Malacha D'Oraisa. Why? Because it's a Zman of Hakarbanos HaKarbanos. So there's a Rishalmi that mentioned yesterday that says that whenever you have a Karban, there's an Issa Malacha. And that's why there's no, that's why not the malacha never pays for the afternoon. So Rishami asks a fascinating question. Rishami asks, if so, nobody should ever be able to go to work, ever. We'd be nissim alach legamri. Why? Because we're all more free in korban tamid. Every day we were for korban tamid. So the message is right. It really should have been, but there's a gzirsa kosov that's mutter going to work. What's the gzirsa kosov? That's his passion. The Torah speaks, it's not going to work. So obviously, it was a nice razzle dazzle look. But the Torah clearly is saying, it's mutter. So Shagazai says, pshat in that Yusham is that the Torah is mechadish to us. That there's no issa malacha every single day. The korban tamid is the pork korban. It's the one yetzim that called korban that doesn't create issa malacha. But any and every other korban that's brought, either you as a yachid or you a part of Klal Yisrael, does create an issa malacha, even on a level of deraisa. Korban tamid is the yetzim. But you can't have it that nobody ever goes to work. That's not a good effect. That's not a possibility. But short of the korban tamid, any and every other korban does create an issa malacha. So what other karbonos are there? The karbonos musaf. The karbonos musaf. You bring musaf on Shabbos. So the karbon musaf creates an issa malacha on Shabbos. Whoop de doo. It's ready on Shabbos. Huh? Huh? If the tzibur does an aveira or something. Okay, maybe. That's once every 100 years. So let's say a carbon musaf on Shabbos that creates an issa malacha. Shkoyach issa malacha on Shabbos. I already know that this is malacha on Shabbos. Forget about that. The yontif, I already know that. Yontif. Oh, what day do you have a carbon musaf that there wouldn't have been a pre-existing issa malacha? Rosh Chodesh. And he says, and that's why we find the Tanakh all the time Rosh Chodesh is lumped together with the yontif. Shmuel described they had these big celebrations, Shaul and Yonison and David, everyone's party, having big suitors. But Shkodesh for us is nothing. Shkodesh for us is an extra 2 minutes in davening. And either you remember to say Yad B'Yavu, forgot to say Yad B'Yavu. And if you're lucky, you'll wash or something and have a slice of pizza and gemaru. But the days of old, the days of Mishamikdash, it was a real yontif because there was a carbon musaf that was brought up before with Chayisrael. And there was an issa malacha. So Yisai says, but the Gemara Megillah is talking about how many aliyahs we have. Who decided the aliyahs? In the days of Ezra, when they fleshed out the Takana. Moshe Rabbeinu made the original Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, and Ezra elaborated upon it. So Ezra instituted the number of aliyahs. In the days of Ezra, there was a mitzvah, so it was a Yom HaYesheni. So therefore, on Rosh Chodesh, they chose to add on the extra aliyah because there was a real issa malacha. The fact that we don't have an issa malacha today is because Nebuchadnezzar didn't have a base of mitzvah. So, if you would have gone down that route of Shabbos Aryeh, maybe in your dream world, you could have thought that Rosh Chodesh is Chatzim Tzvulim. Maybe Rosh Chodesh says it's not nice or something. So nobody says that. But Mai said, even the Shabbos Aryeh says it's a wild thing. That no matter what you think, whether you like the Shabbos Aryeh, you don't like the Shabbos Aryeh, whatever you think about this, the Lach and Rosh Chodesh, whether it exists or doesn't, it is not enough to create a din of Torah from Tzvulim. Right, look at that. So Cholamoid Chazal into the Mishkas Yaakov said that midaraisa of Yisra Cholamoid is tachalim to the korban. And with the Rabbanan they added on because they wanted to be a Shulam Akash. They wanted to be special. So if you go down the root of Yisra Malach, yesterday Rosh Chodesh is not going to meet the mark for whatever reason. If you go down the root of Mitzvah Sayyoyim, it's Zichar not going to meet the mark. There is no Mitzvah Sayyoyim in Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, we are very, very comfortable saying that Rosh Chodesh you wear Tzvulim. So even though you wear Tzvulim on Rosh Chodesh, there is a minig Yisrael that we don't keep our tefillin on for the entire Rosh Chodesh, and it's a fairly universal custom at this point to take off our tefillin before Musaf. And the question is why? Where did that come from? Why do we take off our tefillin before Musaf? So, many of the poskim say that the reason to take off our tefillin before Musaf has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh per se. It's not because of some Kiddush Hayom Rosh Chodesh. That's not the reason why. It has to do with the technicality of Hilchos Tefillah. Because in this regard, when they daven Musaf and Rosh Chodesh, when they get to Kedusha, there's a special insertion in the Kedusha. What's it called? Keser, Yisrael, Kaini, Malochim, Hamoim, Allah. Kedusha's Keser. Kedusha's Keser is a special Kedusha. It's only said on special days, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and on Rosh Chodeshim. And Keser describes the crown of a Kedush Baruch. So this is way beyond the scope of our discussion right now, but the Kubbalim explain that when you speak about the keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're not supposed to be wearing your keser. The tefillin is like a crown. So it's not right to have your crown on when you machta HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've got HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown. What that means, I don't know, but that is our state, it's smart. So therefore, the poskim write, if you're daven a sosvar, it really it's appropriate to take the tefillin off before you begin to daven a sosvar. The corollary, of course, that being, if you daven as chashkenaz, there should be nothing wrong with having a tefillin. You're right. There's really no real reason to take your tefillin off. Kachnag, that's a minute. So we take off a tefillin before Mosif as well. Let's say you have a very, very extenuating circumstances where it's very, very hard to get your tefillin off before Mosif. So you daven as chashkenaz, get your tefillin off. World's not going to come to that. So before we move on to the next week, I'll tell you a story that happened. This goes back... It was back about 36 years ago, I'm mistaken. It was the first year I was living in Kibbutz Yavne. I had gone back to America for Pesach. Then I was flying back to Rosh Chodesh Eir. And I was on the plane in Rosh Chodesh. And it was, I don't know if Zoom will remember, Tower Air. Do you remember Tower Air? Yeah. Tower Air was, you guys never heard of that word, did you? Okay, Tower Air was some frum guy bought a plane from British Airways, basically, right? And he just flew back and forth there. So it was very, very cheap. And there was a reason why it was cheap. You got exactly what you paid for. And it was a very, very low everything. But it was good prices. So it was common yeshiva bachurim. I don't know if you flew it. I flew it a couple of times. So I was flying back in Tau Air, but one of the stops in Tau was it always stopped in Europe. It always stopped in Brussels. That was picked up another half of the people in Brussels. Fine. So we were, it was on Rosh Chodesh, and we were going to land fairly soon in Brussels, and we started to Dam Shachas. So everyone started getting Dam Shachas. We started Dam Shachas. And then it was getting close, and I started to realize they're going to announce in a few minutes seatbelts are going to, even if that were the seatbelts, Mikoshi. So they're going to announce everyone to sit down, and they're not going to dominate anymore. And people were getting ready to not dominate anymore. So they started to pick up the children. So as a little 20-year-old at the time, I said to some people around me, I said, Lafina is icy, it makes more sense. We should just start having Mosup right now with that phone on, because the extra 5-10 minutes for us to go back to the seats, they got told them, you're going to lose it. Now you're going to lose it. And you're going to end up having to push off Musa until who knows when. So I said, let's just quickly dive in Musa for that Tulum on the show. So it would have been a door to throw off the plane. We would have thrown off the plane, of course. So I was out voted by far. Meanwhile, 2 minutes later, what happened? Everyone, please return to your seats. And sure, that was it. So I was right. So they landed the plane. And then it was crazy, they looked at they take it to another part of the airport, they went. Finally, we got a whole chavur together to begin to get ready to have Musaf. We hadn't have Musaf yet. And so was Ma'irah that it was close to Zman Mincha Gedola already. We had waited like 2 hours, it was getting close to Zman Mincha Gedola. And the thing is, it's already Zman Mincha Gedola, it's a big shadow. We need to have Musaf first and have Mincha first. It's a complicated shadow. We had no idea what time it was. I mean, what time it was, we had no idea what this manim were in Brussels. This was way before cell phones were on anyone's wildest science fiction ideas. So there was no way of knowing what time and it's manim were. My manim, the people who created my manim weren't even born yet. So there was no way of knowing what this manim were. So the only way to figure it out was the old style way. You have to go to the buy a newspaper. That's the favorite paper and ink on it, and it's to pay like 35 cents for. Okay, so you write a newspaper, and in the newspaper, always in the weather, there's always times when sunrise and sunset is. That's like universal. So if you know what time sunrise and sunset is, then you just cut it in half, and you know what time chatzos is. Then you figure out time, how long the show is, and just add half an hour. You're calculating your own what time the earliest moment is. That's the old style way of doing it. So we went to go look the drains up around the airport, and you'll find the newspaper. So the problem was they were all in French and Flemish, and none of us knew how to read it. So we had no idea. It took another half hour. So then we had no idea what to do. So I kept on saying to my friends, I said, it's all because they didn't listen to you. Anyway, they listened to you 3 hours ago. We were up Davin Mincha. It wasn't like a mensch with that thrown on, with Kiddush's Kesser and showing. Well, we'll come to that. Okay. Anyway, all right, let's get back to some real help for now. So we're about to embark upon the next sugya. So the next sugya is the sugya of Hesach Hadas with tefillin. It comes to Gemara with a very, very startling drasha. Gemara Maseches Menachos, a bit of a Yuma tells us that a person has to always be cognizant that they're wearing tefillin, to touch the tefillin, to remind themselves that they're always wearing tefillin, chevel masher tefillin for sure. Why? Because the mitzvah of Hesach Hadas with tefillin. What does that mean? Hashas, that means is, You're not supposed to lose sight. You're not supposed to lose cognizance of the fact that you're wearing it. V'shteikas, how do you know? What's the source of this idea of the Isser Eskadas? It was a very, very strange halacha. It says by the Kohen Gadol about the tzitz. V'haya amitzchay tami. He wears the tzitz all the time. Really? He wears the tzitz all the time? That's not true. He goes to the bathroom, wears the tzitz. He goes to sleep, he wears the tzitz. Obviously, he doesn't wear the tzitz all the time. Tzitz is a kodesh, a kodesh, a tikkuna. Obviously, he takes it off sometimes. What does it mean by amitzchay tami? So Teshuva Peh says, what he means is when he's wearing it, it has to be tami, he has to be aware, he has to be cognizant of it. It's an isser of eskadas. So there's no question that if a Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz and he violates his chadas, he's in violation of the Dinei Torah. But we're not learning tzitz right now, we're learning tefillin right now. So now comes the Gemara and goes one step further and says, Akal v'chayyeh. Akal v'chayyeh is one of the Midrash Shetani Gresh Ben. That's Rabbi Shmuel Omer. That's davening. Hopefully everyone's davening this morning. If not, you're about to daven Mechel Gedolah soon. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Akal v'chayyeh. Any din that's going to daven Akal v'chayyeh takes on the status of a Dinei Torah. So here's the Kavachim. Madach Tzitz has only Shem Hashem one time. It says Kedesh Lashem once. How does it say it, by the way? What does it say it? Chayz Atanoi. Some say it's Kedesh Lashem, and some say the word Lashem is above the word Kedesh. How would you know who's right?
If you see it.
You have to go where?
Rome.
And go to Rome. That's what the Gemara says. One of the Atanoi went to Rome, he looked, and he saw, and he reported back what he saw. So we know for a fact that the Tzitz was in Rome at one time. We're not sure when it's still there. Could be it is still there. Could be it's not there anymore. It's been a long time since it's destroyed.
So
what?
If it was there, the Mossad would happen, right?
Mossad would happen. Okay, then a second. Okay. So.
Mossad.
So, bottom line, comes in where it says the tzitz only had the Shem Hashem one time. Whereas the tefillin had the Shem Hashem multiple times. How many times? 21 times, right? Each one. It says a lot of times. The. And therefore, kavachayme, you're not allowed to misir das and mitzvah. That's kind of the great thing. So if you would just read this Gemara Peshuta, you would think, well, it's a kavachayme. Kavachayme is a deraisa. So what are they? You'd give a mitzvah to the rest of them. So the Gemara was just mechadish, just a din deraisa. Well, isa has chadas, mitzvah. We have no idea what isa das means. We wouldn't even know how to violate that. But the fact that it is some kind of ikaron, isa has chadas, seems to be pretty clear for the. So comes Taisus to the rescue and says, Taisus says, nah, this Kavachayimah, don't take this Kavachayimah too seriously. This is not a D'Arayisidik Kavachayimah. Fundamentally, it's an Issa D'Rabbanim to Mesir Da'as on Tfilin. Chazal thought it was a bad idea, it's not right, it's pastish to be Mesir Da'as on Tfilin. And they tacked it on to this, to the tzitz, they made a game out of it and says, Aslach to be helpful, it's a Kavachayimah. It's a joke, it's not a real Kavachayimah. Says Taisus, I'll prove to you it's not a real Kavachayimah. What's the proof? What's the proof?
The tzitz is
Shem Hashem is revealed. But it's filled, it's covered, it's inside. So Tosfos says, that's a pircha to the Kavachayimah. So with the right sentence, Kavachayimah doesn't stand up. Aye, the Gemara says Kavachayimah, yeah, that means with the Rabban, this and the Rabban, they called it a make-believe Kavachayimah. But it's not a real Kavachayimah. Tosfos thought this was a God for pircha. And then Tosfos starts to have Tosfos says it's not really true, because even on the tefillin, the shame is Magula, right? If it's a shame of Shem that's exposed, well, this gets very tricky. The shame of Shakai, where is it exposed? This is a throwback to a few weeks ago. Where is it exposed? What's got the shin? Dalin? Oh, shame of Shem. Look. So Tosfos says, no, don't pull that one on me. One. But what was Tosfos sheet the back done 3 weeks ago? That was not Asius. Remember that Rashi, that Shver Rashi, it said those are Isaiahs? So Tosfos sticks to their guns and says that Eino kavachayimah d'oraisa. Svaru hu shemin adin yesh chomer sakel l'mashem kosher. It's all the Rabban. Hopefully it's the Rabban. How come you do? However, if one opens up the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillin, the third of the Mamakaimis, where the Rambam quotes the din, the Rambam says, Tefillin, then you guys be really careful with Lohan Sech Daita, Efer Reg Echot, Shech Dishas and Gedul, Gedayim and Tush Atzitz. He quotes the Kavachayimah and Shalom. Now we know the Rambam was very, very sensitive to keeping a clear demarcation between Dinim D'Oraisa and did a Drabonet to such an extent that the Rambam has his famous Shita, which is not a big Chiddush. The Rambam says that if a person misrepresents a Din Drabonet by saying it's Deraisa, if I get up and share and I say, guess what, guys? To cook chicken and milk together is an Issa Deraisa, Bosa B'cholov. Amoy B'wah? Kol Tosif. Famous Shita is the Rambam. Misrepresentation of the Din Yatoira is Bal Tosif. What was the mocha for the Rambam, that one? How did the Rambam know that? What was the first example of history about Tosis? On the Chava. What happened?
He says you can't touch.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't eat from the Eitzadas, that's a Din Deraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's Deraisa. Mm-hmm. Then, Adam Arisha apparently told his wife that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to eat it, but you know what? It's too risky. If we touch it, Gezeira will make him eat it. So Adam Arisha Mechachmosa made a Gezeira. So, that was the right thing to do. 100%, that was correct what Adam Rishon did. He made a siyah. What did Chava go ahead and do? Baruch Hu said, right? She took the dvar of her husband and misrepresented it, represented it in the dvar Hashem, and that's a no-no. And that's what Chazal said, called Moisim Gireya. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And therefore, the Rambam was the most sensitive of Rishonim to this idea that you have to keep deraisas, deraisas, derabonas, derabonas. If you knew nothing about the Tosis, you don't know anything about anything, you just opened up a Rambam, the third amount of premise, it was Tfilin, Peret, Dal, Halach, Yidal, you read this Rambam. Would you think that this is a din deraisa or din derabonam?
Deraisa.
I said deraisa. The Rambam's quoting Tzitz. And he said, Tushosa Gedoyla. And the Rambam doesn't say something like, Ulafikach, Tiknu Chachamim, Shosa Sardai. Nothing like that mentioned Rambam Bechlav. Not a word, not a Zecha, Adon Rambam. So it would appear that the Rambam is face value. The Rambam read the Gemara and he just quoted the Gemara. But the Chayyot Taisa Rebetayna was a Gevaldik Pircha from the Kabachayma. Isn't that a good Pircha? Isn't that a solid Pircha, Taisa Taina? Obviously, the Rambam held it wasn't.
By tefillin, it's actually the opposite. The Shem Hashem is not revealed, but it's Birosh. And more
okay, we were talking about that before. Earlier, yeah, we're going to get this. So clearly, there's machlok is playing out between Tosis and Rambam about whether Tosis' supposed pircha really qualifies, really constitutes a pircha, the kavachalim and the Torah. So what do you think this should depend on? This machlok is Tosis and Rambam. Very dark, machlok. You represent the kavachalim, and Tosis throws a curveball that says that kavachem is a joke. It's not a real kavachem. One inside, one outside. The whole kavachem is nishkin. The Rambam says it is a real kavachem. What do you think this depends on? What do you say? Yesh lachbor. A fundamental question for those of you who remember the youth as to what the nature of the Yisrael Eschadas is all about. Rebbe say, tefillin is a funny kind of a mitzvah. It's different from most other mitzvahs that we do in the sense of that most other mitzvahs that we perform, the chavtza shel mitzvah that we use, are not dvar kedushim. Tzitzis has absolutely zero kedushim to it. Proof positive, what did we say this morning? We mentioned? You go to the bathroom in tzitzis. Okay. The shofar has absolutely no kedushim to it. A sukkah, a lulav, has zero kedushim. There's no kedushim to it. It's a chavtza that's used for dvar shel mitzvah, there's no kedushim to it. What's the halacha proof positive? There's no kedusha to a tzitzis, to a lulav, to a shayf, to a sukkah. What's the Gemara say? The four brachot megillah. What do you do with a pair of tzitzis when they're old? Nizrokin. What do you do with an old, the old shofar cracks? So the Rishonim say just as sensitivity to the mitzvah, it's like a bazillion to the mitzvah. You don't throw with the dirty diapers. So what do you do with it? You wrap it in a bag and then throw it with the dirty diapers. You don't put it to shame. It's not nice that you be with the filthy, with the old, you know, with the half-drunk iced coffees and the old brownies and stuff in the garden. Nah, it's not. So just put it into a plastic bag and throw it in the garden. In contrast to tefillin, zutera, zuzu, an old pair of tefillin is not going to the garden because of the shavers. That's what the Gemara coins the phrase, tashmishi mitzvah and tashmishi kedusha. What makes something tashmishi kedusha? Why is tefillin kaddish and tzitzis not? Why is mezuzah kedusha and lulav is not? Ki kedusha neshem lakechem. Whatever has Shem Hashem on it is kaddish. or even if it's not literally Shem Hashem, it's extension of Shem Hashem. It's connected to Shem Hashem. The Mitzvahs are also Tashmish and Kedusha because they're extensions of the Parashiyos. A little of so it's the Shaifer of Goyim Hashem. This drum should be and Rabbi say there are dinim that are neveya, there are dinim that emanate from Kedusha's Tefillin. L'mashal, what are some of the things you can't do because of Kedusha's Tefillin? Can't go to the bathroom. The dinim of Gufnaki. Sleeping because of Gezeira, such a Gufnaki, all those kinds of things. Those halachas that I just mentioned, they have nothing to do with the mitzvah's Tefillin. It's not that the mitzvah's Tefillin is an oisit to go to the bathroom. The Kedusha's, the Chetzifim Tefillin is the oisit to go to the bathroom. Then there are dinim of mitzvah's Tefillin. There are dinim when you wear tefillin, who wears tefillin, how do you wear tefillin. Those are dinim that emanate from the mitzvah's tefillin. So there are halachas and uchas tefillin that are kedusha oriented, and there are halachas that are mitzvah oriented. And every once in a while you have like something which is kind of a little bit of a hybrid, a little bit of a mix, a little bit of a gray area, like the boshel. What's a good example of something that we couldn't quite pinpoint? Is it more Kedusha's film oriented or is it more Mitzvah's film oriented? Well, remember, I just mentioned a minute ago about Lila. According to Yossi Aglili, you don't wear tefillin at night, Minat Torah. What was that, Sofek? Is it because it's like a Deraisa Dikka Shema Yishon? It's like a Kedusha Dikka Din, like a Shmir Dikka Din? Or is it no? It's just simply, it's not the Zman Mitzvah. The Shabbos and Yom, it's just Nishkin Zman Mitzvah. The reason why you don't get tefillin in Shabbos and Yom is not as kedushas on tefillin. It's the mitzvah's tefillin. It wasn't given at those times. So to over here, when we talk about the Yisrael Heskadas and tefillin. So what's the nature of that din, Heskadas and tefillin? What's that all about, Heskadas? No, I mean the Sechadas and tefillin. So one can understand that in one of two ways. Either one can understand that this is like a kedushas tefillin that you did. Means if you really want to treat tefillin like a devil kodesh, think about them all the time, guard them, be careful with them. Almost like Moshe of the Vedayim. Where else do we find this name Heskadas in the Halacha? What do you know that we see a das from the Halacha? Who knows? You know, I mean from a Chavtza.
Carbon?
Yeah. Carbon is also Heskadas. I brought a carbon, and I bring all the meat home to eat. And now the meat is sitting on my table, so I have to pay attention to it. I have to be careful with it. I can't just, I'll leave it on the table and walk out of the room and come back an hour later and come eat. No. Kodshim are nifsolim heschadas. It's a machlekes nigvar in the second part of Pesachim. Is it, it's a din deraisa, is it because it's like the Torah's chayshesh that maybe they became tame? Or is it even if I know they didn't become tame? Just the mere fact that there's mesiach das, that goof is a problem. That goof is a poison. I don't know what minute we have today because of that thing. We have a minute which matters once a year. Because of that thing. Because there's Allah and Kachem and Yisrael has for us. The Chaim said that's the reason why we hide that after Kerbin. Because the Rosh writes in Pesach, after Kerbin, Zechel, Kerbin, Pesach. Matzah, we read about Yod, said the evening of the Seder. So it's Zechel to the Kerbin, Pesach. So Kerbin Pesach, you can't just leave the Kerbin Pesach around on the table. You have to put it away carefully somewhere to guard it with a lock and key. So you put the Kerbin away in a hiding place. So it should be Nifsa Mezadas. Unfortunately, it always accomplishes the opposite because that's the one part of the thing you can never find anymore. So he puts it here. If one kid steals it, I find it. Yes, no one knows where it is. Then we find later the Kerbin somewhere. So it's the ultimate Hezadas that we go. But the idea in theory and Brisk, in theory, I guess there must have been better hiders and worse seekers in Brisk. So we're kind of how they go to So this model, the Dvarim Shem Kedusha require a Shemira, we already have as a president. So maybe that's what this idea of the Tzitz is also. That's the idea of the Tzitz also. You're walking around with Shem Hashem on your head. You're like, yeah, come on. Pay attention to what you're doing. It's like a Kedusha. It's a steer to the Chetzah of Kedusha. Not that if you to be with the Echaz. Or maybe no, maybe it's not the Pshad. Maybe the Pshad is that the Yisrael Chadas is neveya from what? The mitzvah's tefillin. Mitzvah's tefillin is not just stop the tefillin on your arm and showing gemarnu. It's laman tia teres shabficha. The Torah says it's supposed to accomplish a goal. Take a look at the Rambam, the Emunah's tefillin. Chosman, it's tefillin around your head. You're a Yerushalayim, you're an honor, you're a kedusha, tara. Tefillin is supposed to accomplish something. The God is mukhtam tefillin. The Rav even suggested maybe that's what the Brach Bar Mitzvah still is on. It's on the transformation of the Gavra. So this din of Hezchadas may be a function of a lack of appropriate manner of mitzvah tefillin rather than a spear of Yizoyah to give the tefillin.
You're chayv in guf noki even when you're not chayv.
Well, I didn't think guf noki, I'm talking about Hezchadas.
So,
guf noki, you're right. Guf noki, I'm
So when you're not allowed to sleep in the tefillin because of the good guf noki issue, which you're chayv in even when you're not chayv in the tefillin, but the sleeping issues.
You're already 20 steps ahead of us. We've got a long way to go. You're in the right direction. You're already heading down the right path. 100%. So by saying, this shayla seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlokes Taisus. And why is that? Taisus had a pirachat to be Tkav HaChayim. No, what is Taisus' pirachat to Tkav HaChayim? Taisus said, don't bring a raya from tzitz, because tzitz, the shame is with a giloi, with tefillin, the shame is with a chusay. What kind of spur is that? Because it's covered over there for a while. If you hold that it's out of Kedusha, so I understand, we have a mop already. If I take a safer into the bathroom, I'm not allowed to do that. But if I do what? If I cover it, I cover it again. I'll still get the gemar, kiss, it's covered over. But when the Dovah Shekadosh is covered, so then that's less of a steerer to the Kedusha. So for the fact that Taisus is giving credibility to this chilo, this distinction, this is not an arbitrary distinction, this is covered, this is exposed. No, but that's the yisrael of Golan. Since the whole yisrael of the yisrael is out, the yisrael can use that tefillin, if the tefillin are not going to be nisbazu because they're covered, so good, so wonderful. So therefore the kavachayim is this yisrael of the chayim. The Rambam said that chilek is not right, b'chlal that chilek is not correct. Why? The Rambam's focusing on the mitzvah tefillin. So the mitzvah of tzitz is a very chashuv mitzvah wearing the tzitz, but it only has one shame to it. So therefore the Kohen Gadol only has to be in a certain darga of Kohen Gadol when he wears the tzitz. Mandoch the tzitz, which has only one shem Hashem, requires you to be a little bit in an anti-hezchadas mode. Kavachoyim, the mitzvah is still 21 shem, is 21 times as much lach hezchadas. You can tell me a story that, no, the other tefillin, the shame is exposed, here it's covered. What does that mean? It should be Rosh, if you said correctly. We're talking about the Gavra. We're talking about my Maisa Mitzvah. What is my Maisa Mitzvah impacted by whether the Shem Hashem is covered or uncovered? So that Svar L'chal, if you covered or uncovered, only makes sense if you're going down the route of Kedushas of Tefillin, whereas the Rambam clearly is not going down there. Rabbi say Yikasha in the Sugya is a Kasha that's already posed by the Mishnah and picked up by the Achronim later. It's presented by the Rosh in Maseches Brachos. He quotes an answer in the name of Rabbi Yoina. Following Kasha. There's a whole sugya in the Sefer Berakhah Sukkah. It's actually today's daf, I'm not mistaken, right? Today's daf. Sugya in the Sefer Berakhah Sukkah. It talks about the possibility of taking a short nap with one's tefillin on. Not a very long nap, because if you take a really long nap, what's going to happen? It may end up with goofing off the issues that we spoke about in the past. So you can't let a girl sleep with your phone. You seem to be smart issue. Close your eyes a little bit, your head down a little few minutes. So Gemara talks about the possibility of maybe a mutter. So it comes to be in the yayin and says, maybe a mutter. True, there's no chashash of guf noki in such a short amount of time, but the mice, it says chadas. The mice, you're not thinking about your tefillin at that time. So paper lamps, also, they're ice and they're running, whatever you want to call it, that should be a problem. So the Rosh quotes a very, very famous statue of Ben Yayin. Ben Yayin says, Hez chadas to have a sh'aymi b'skalas rosh b'schuk. Says Rabbi Yoyin, Hezchadas does not mean that you have to constantly think about it. There's no such halacha in that passage. It doesn't mean you have to sit there, put it on my cord, and all I'm doing all for 40 minutes is tefillin, 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 tefillin. There's no mechalo, there's no such halacha. What Hezchadas means is that you cannot be involved in activities that are antithetical to tefillin, such as joking around, laughing around, you know, things of that nature. That's what Chazal meant when they said, "Thank God's wish." Sleep is neutral. Sleep is dish positive, dish negative, powerful. And therefore, there's no issue. You can't ask a sleep out of Chazal. You can ask a sleep out of Kufnoki, but that's what the Gemara says in Tzumah, Yeshia the Dover. It's not such a long nap. There's something, nothing wrong is going to happen. Those have been Yehudi's famous tests. Chayyur Ben Yehudi has a shtarka raya. Taka Raya is, the Gemara says, people used to wear tefillin all day. All day they were thinking about the tefillin. The guy's in the store, he's doing his business, he's carrying his lo- he's pushing a wagon, he's driving his car, always thinking about tefillin. Come on, how you talking? Let's get another kasha. So always thinking about your tefillin. I said, aren't you supposed to be davening? That guy's learning the fiyomi, he's still thinking about his tefillin. I mean, it's kind of hard to think about two things at the same time. He's sitting and learning his sugi shai mechsa metalis. He's going through a taste about the migal hoitzi. And he's in violation of a disa derais and a besiach das mitzvah. Come on, that's ridiculous. The Hilig HaGoyin wants tefillin all day. But if he thought about tefillin all day, he wouldn't have been able to write the Bira Gron and become a goyin if he would have been sitting there thinking about tefillin all day. Terence says, there's no issa, there's no chiyuv to sit and think about your tefillin. What it means is, Shkei Rabbi Yehuda, if you're thinking about inappropriate things, you're doing inappropriate activities, that's the issa mitzvah. So Rabbi said, notwithstanding this Rabbi Yehuda, this rush, there is a din that appears in the Shulchan Aruch in your day, in Uchaz Avelos. It's based on a Ramban called Sefer Teres Adam. Whole long, long Sefer the Ramban. We have it in the Kol Kisra Ramban. And a good chunk of it is about Uchaz Avelos. The Ramban has the following Chiddush in Uchaz Avelos. There is a sugya, which was yesterday's daf, in the Yehuda. And Ovel, during Shiva, has to do mitzvahs. And Onen does do mitzvahs, and Ovel does mitzvahs. There's only one mitzvah that an Ovel doesn't do, but only on the first day of Avelos. So what is that? Another mitzvah. Why not? So kind of Berachah v'shalacha, whatever it is. It's filled. So there's a lot of longness, but the guy said Ovel Yom Rishon does a mitzvah. Usually what that means is you come back at 2 or 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and say another mitzvah for the ratio of the day. That's the Ovel Yom Rishon. Next day he starts putting on a tefillin like business as usual. Says the Rabban, yeah, business as usual, provided that he can control himself. But what if he's wearing his tefillin the second day of Avelos, and somebody comes in and starts feeling some real geshmaka hesped, some really, you know, heart-wrenching hesped, and the Ovel breaks down and starts crying again. So what does Rabban say? What does Shulchan Aruch quote? B'shas hesped u'bechel ha-malachlu, don't wear them, that's a quote from the Rabban. Why? Zok Rabban teretz adam, zok Shulchan Aruch, why don't you wear the b'shas? Hesped? Why? Because Shelo Yasir died to him. You should have been Mesir Das. Nobody thinks about the Ramban, Rabbi said. Think the Ramban is the same in sync with Rabbi Yehuda or not? They were cousins. You think the Ramban is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda? So says the Sheikh Azari, this Ramban must be Chalik and Rabbi Yehuda. There's no way this person is going to live. Why? Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't have to actively be thinking about your tefillin. The Ramban is by far not talking about Schot and Kal Srosh. If anything, he's talking about the opposite. He's talking about a guy who's breaking down. The guy's hysterical crying, and the Ramban said, take your tefillin off of you crying. Because you're going to be Mesir Das. Who's Mesir Das? I'm not laughing, I'm not joking, I'm not telling you, not having a party, I'm crying. So says the Sheikh Zayyeh, he's having to really see from here that the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda are two very, very different ways of understanding what Heschadah is all about. The problem is, says the Sheikh Zayyeh, if the Ramban's version is right, so then he's back to square one. So how do you answer what Kasha? So how can Chazal permit you to sleep in them? The Gemara says, Mitzvah Sarai is Mutter. How could that be? So Sheikh Zayyeh has a big, big problem. He's got to go turn the world upside down to solve that problem.
The Gemara also says the Moskona is that it's because of bad thoughts. You're going to think like sad things. And it's not really... It's not about
usual.
It is actually a negative thought.
So what do you mean by that? You're saying, so you're trying to infer that there are many other men are not arguing.
Not necessarily arguing.
Oh. So L'chara, when can argue with the Sheikh Azari? Exactly what you're saying. That the Ramban are many are not necessarily steers. What the Yisona Dover of Hezchadas is, a mindset that's antithetical to tefillin is what the Torah doesn't want. What is the mindset of tefillin? The mindset of what it's supposed to be. Finish the Shem. You're a Shemayim, I'm a Torah, Tefillah, Kriya Shemach, Mosmuch, Shemayim. That's the mindset of Tefillah. One can be out of that mindset for one of two ways. Some people are out of that mindset because they're having a great time in life. They're just a little bit overdoing it, cracking too many jokes. You can have somebody else who's outside of that mindset. Why? Because he's so down in the dumps. So it could be that although the Ramban is describing a different set of emotions than Rabbi Yonah are, the common denominator in both of them is that this is not the model of tefillin. So it's not muchach at all. I mean, battle batayin, maybe the Sheikh Zayyeh, but it's not muchach the Sheikh Zayyeh. That the Ramban and the Rabbi Yehuda are two different sides of the equation. They're both saying the same thing, albeit from different emotional, vantage points. But what if you're not joking around and you're not crying your eyes out? You just what?
Sleep.
Just snoring away. Just fast asleep. And you shake this aroi in the bisperish. We state that it's also. When you only said it's butter, but also basket that's butter. So that would be an easy way out. Maybe you're mechavim to those who disagree with the sheikh. You're right.
Is it possible that Rabbi says actually putting
on its film,
not just wearing it?
Oh, I'm not sure
there'll
be a difference. I'm not sure.
Yeah, everybody
agrees with you. I think it's the same thing. So, we're searching a little bit for a different beer in the circuit. We're looking a little bit for another mahalach as to why you're allowed to take a nap in your tefillin. Because we're not convinced 100% Rabbeinu Yehuda is right. So the Sheikh Zayi, who was by far not convinced he was right, because he really thought the Rambam disagreed, Sheikh Zayi came up with his own theory. Sheikh Zayi said, Hes Hadas is also Yeshiva Dabra. How long are you not allowed to be in the same Hadas for? 10 seconds? 1 second? 5 minutes? How long? Anyone have any idea? No idea. Says Sheikh Zayi, I'll tell you how long it's not. It must be the Shia Hes Hadas is longer than what? Longer than X. Longer than whatever Shia Sarai is. Whatever number, whatever magic, whatever you think that is, 100 Amos, whatever you think, however minutes in the clock you want to put the head of Shia Sarai on, it must be Chazal understood the reason why they didn't talk about Hes Hadas, because it doesn't meet the criteria, it doesn't meet the Shia. That's a big Chiddush. Who's the Sheikh Zayi against?
The Rambam.
The Rambam Stafil Rege Echad. It's against the Rambam. So we are searching really, 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 really hard to try to find, give me an answer to this question. Why can I take a nap next to one of the Tzadas? So then you're going to give us an answer. Sheikh Zayi wasn't 100% sure. I wouldn't agree to that. I told the Rambam disagreed. Sheikh Zayi gave his own answer. We know the Rambam disagrees with that. So we're still looking for an answer. So the Chashuch has perhaps the most fascinating answer in this entire city. A real collector's item is our Chashuch. Have you read it on Chashuch? Have you read it on Chashuch? The Chashuch says that there's nothing wrong with sleeping in your tefillah on Mitanes Chadas. You know why? Because you're not being yaitzed mitzvah tefillah anyway at that time. And therefore,
that's so
it's with the chakir of the
second. You're not having enough for a mitzvah. You're not doing the mitzvah.
So the chashulchan, without spelling it out, is clearly taking a stand on our shadow. We had a fundamental shadow, Tyson Ramba, as to what is the nature of the Hadas. Is Hes Hadas opening a day, and does it emanate from kedushas tefillin, or does it emanate from mitzvahs tefillin? My nafkamina. What if I have a situation where I'm not being yaitz the mitzvah tefillin right now? Let's say for the following example. Let's say I'm wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Why are we wearing tefillin on Shabbos? I am not allowed to. It's far from agreed upon you're not allowed to. And even if you're quote unquote not allowed, it could be if it's not l'shem mitzvah, it's allowed. You know, not so posh, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. You're not yaitz the mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. No, it's the following Shabbos. I'm wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Shalai b'teres mitzvah. And I'm cracking up. Telling these gevaldike jokes. Chaykin tells Rosh. Gevaldike, muridik. Yeah, it's a real Shabbaton. This is like the funnest Shabbaton of the year. Just about we're having a comedy show here at the Shabbaton. With my tefillin on Shabbos. What do you think about that? It's Isra Hes Hadas now. I think it depends on it. If you hold, let's walk me through, no? If you hold that Hes Hadas emanates from what?
Kedushas tefillin.
Kedushas tefillin. So the tefillin just... Am I allowed to wear tefillin in the bathroom on Shabbos? It's ridiculous, right? The tefillin don't lose their kedushas on Shabbos. But if the nature of the Yisur Hes Hadas is a function of the mitzvah tefillin, I'm not doing a mitzvah now. There's not Sman Mitzvah Sam. So the can't be this Hes Hadas without Sman Mitzvah. So that's the theory of the Erech HaShulchan. So that point right here, I already tried to tell you, I already got that point. What's fascinating about the Erech HaShulchan is his next step. He says, therefore, when you're sleeping at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not Zman Mitzvasa. For who? For you, because you're fast asleep. Because sleeping people don't fulfill mitzvahs. That's what he says. Other people who shan't pass public on mitzvahs. Ain't shum chiva love. So you can really tell the Chashuv is like a little bothered with this theory that really you can't perform mitzvahs in your sleep. Really, is that true? So it gives you a startling marshal. What was the marshal? What? He said, you're dead. I'm not fully. 160. A dead person's bought some mitzvahs. Everyone agrees? We think everyone agrees. The Gemara Nida says, Mesim Chavshi, the Gemara comes to the Apostle, Mesim Chavshi, makes out of Nasa Chavshi, read mitzvahs. Mesim Chavshi. So says Rech HaShulchan, Mesim Chavshi doesn't only mean your mom is dead. You're conscious. You're sleeping. They also bought some mitzvahs. And therefore, once you're part of a mitzvah, it's not shaykh to asr or heskadas. You'll be involved in the mitzvah. Because below Bachiz, it's not as bad for you. It's like Shabbos. It's Yerach HaShulchan's bottle. Is that true? Just by the way, is that true? That a person doesn't, is that shaykh to perform a mitzvah when he's sleeping? I don't have a kashrut with a tzitzis that one. We just spoke about it a little bit today. What's the din?
So what did you say? When we were talking about earlier whether you need to put tzitzis on your blanket, presumably that wouldn't apply if you're holding that.
Well, I guess it maybe applies to you fall asleep. When you're already sleeping. But I want to follow you, right? There's a whole total of the place here. Let's say a person goes to sleep at night wearing their tzitzis. So they make a bracha in the morning or not. What do you think? What does it probably depend upon? The Rambam of the Rush, right? If you don't like the Rambam, that Lila is lost by tzitzis. So then there was a break. There was a 12-hour break in the mitzvah. You make a new bracha. According to the Rush, l'chora, you don't make a new bracha, right? Because according to the Rush, there was never really a break. Well, it's in the daytime. I'm going to take a nap for 2 hours and Shabbos and I have my tzitzis on. When I wake up, I make a new bracha. I'm good. I never heard of that. Who says when you're sleeping, you're not doing the mitzvahs? So they finish this Rosh Hashanah.
Would that also apply
to
the future that you make a bracha in the yoga? We make a bracha
in the water. So it sounds like, I don't know, it's a strange thing. Anyone give me another example? Give me a mitzvah that you can't perform in your sleep. Yeah, is this thing in the simple mitzvah you can perform in your sleep? So, is that true? Anyone know? It's a famous pesach from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said that when you're sleeping in the sukkah, that's not the mitzvah. This is not the sleep. You don't do mitzvahs in your sleep. The mitzvah is the act of deer is getting into bed, putting your head on the pillow, closing your eyes, counting sheep, you know, hoping you're going to sleep. That's it. That's the famous pesach from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said, let's say you have a yeshiva, and they only have like 10 spots for the bracha with the sukkah. So 10 guys should go to sleep. Then what should you do to them? As soon as they fall asleep, wheel them out, yank them out, put them outside, and then bring the next group in. He says, I think I sleep the whole night, I'm asleep in my house. I said, there's nothing wrong with sleeping. Mason Muhammad is dead. You're dead, you don't have to sleep in the sukkah. I don't know. I guess some machines really have tight on space. Okay. Bottom line is, Hezkadas, what's going on? The fundamental questions are, is it the Raisa, the Rabbanon, is it a function of the Gavra, the Mitzvah, the function of the Chetza? We have the basic questions we're showing him what happened to the sleep. We have a thing to be mutter. So we have the Mahalach of the Rabbi Yaino, may or may not disagree with the Rabban. You have the Mahalach of the Sheikh Sayyid, the Mahalach of the Hashulchan. We get all thrown in to try to understand. Okay, right side. Hopefully, we have one last sugya left. So, over the next couple of days, I don't know, Tuesday, tomorrow, Wednesday, there'll be funny schedules. I'm not sure what's going on in the morning.
I think Thursday.
But the next formal Shia will be Thursday. So, now, Shia on Thursday, try to get.